One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the 1899 Bolton Street house with owner and paranormal investigator, Becky Vickers. Now, there was a video that you posted, and I actually listened to the video before I read your comment. So, I'm going to play it. I've got it a little ways into the video.
Okay. But,
and I think you can hear it. Okay, so it's just some white noise. And I'll stop it right there because when I heard that sound, I thought a dog's being hurt. Because that's what it sounds like to me. I'll play that again. I mean, doesn't that sound like a dog being hurt? So,
100%.
So I was like, oh my God, that poor dog. And it seemed like there was another sound after. Don't know what that is. And so then I read your comment. It says, WTF, you guys tell me. What I can say is there's no one in this house and also no dog. I have no explanation for this one. And then you said, okay, to make this even creepier, I went check the other cameras on this day and time, and not one of them caught this crying dog sound. Something this loud should have been caught on the other cameras, just saying. And I agree with you. Then underneath that comment, a woman posted, while I was living there just before you bought the house, I saw the spirit of a small blonde-colored dog. John and I were on the front porch at the house. I thought our dog was wanting out, but it wasn't our dog. He was in the backyard. So I listened to that thinking, oh my God, there's a dog being hurt. And then I see the comments.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was so damn loud. And it sounds like a dog is injured or something like that. And I'm like, oh my God, that's horrible. And it's not an outdoor noise, because you can tell the difference when something's outside and when something's inside. This is really, really loud. So I'm like, okay, how can I debunk this? You know, something this loud must have been caught on all the other cameras. Nope, not one single camera caught that loud sound. And then the lady that commented, her name is Laura, and she used to be the girlfriend of the prior owner. And so she has commented several things about seeing stuff and seeing shadows in the house. And she did comment about the dog, about being a blonde colored dog. And then she also told me that John, which was the prior owner, his dog was run over in the street in front of the house.
Oh.
And so now in my mind, I'm like, is this residual energy so loud from this horrible, horrible thing that happened to this dog? And, you know, so she has kind of validated big time for us some of the things that we've seen cleaning and, but most definitely the dog thing was just so freaky.
It kind of gave me the chills, because yeah. I was like listening to it. And then the first thing I wanted, I'm a big animal person. And so I want to help this dog. And I'm like, my God, what happened to the poor dog? And then I read the comments. I'm like, there is no dog.
I know. It is crazy, because it is so loud of whimpering, whining, and, you know, almost, you know, I dare say, like somebody kicked a dog or something. I mean, it's hurt.
Let me play this again, because it is kind of weird, because there's a weird sound right after it, too. What is that after that? It just sounds like this rolling thunder, something loud. It was just, and then right on cue, my dog started barking. If that's picked up, that is actually a dog.
It is kind of crazy. It is kind of crazy, because sometimes we will, with the cameras in the house, when they click on from movement in the house, so then they start recording. And they might move to a corner of the room, and then we'll have all this staticky stuff. You know, maybe we catch an orb going by, and of course, the house is 125 years old, so you have to take that with a grain of salt of dust blowing around or something like that. But then we get all this static interference, like something is definitely close to the cameras. I don't know if you heard it, Carol, but I just posted it a few days ago. Probably one of the coolest EVPs ever that I have caught in the same room, the same hallway as that dog. There is somebody that says my name so loud. A lot of my friends call me Beck instead of Becky. They're always like, Beck, come here, Beck, Beck, Beck. And this is, I can't recall the time, but in that hallway, extremely plain. There's no white noise. There's no nothing. It says, Beck, Beck. And then I'm feeling sad, because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, there's somebody in the house, you know, that wants me to come to the house, because I had come to my other house. Then I'm feeling sad, but it's not done with a spirit box. It's not done with any form of communication. It is strictly off of a security camera. And it is extremely plain and loud, like the dog.
Let's see. I see the candles turning on by themselves. Is it before that?
I think it might be after that. Look, a couple of days ago, because it's real. I'm recording it on my laptop, so I can use the speakers really loud.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah, right underneath there.
OMG, y'all. Okay. Okay, here it is.
Okay.
It does sound like someone says Beck.
Like a person. Like that is not. It's like freaks me out. It's so plain and loud.
I'm going to play that one more time. And that's just from the security camera.
That's it. Like someone calling my name in the hallway upstairs.
How does that make you feel? Is it, do you take it as they're welcoming you, or is it like, it doesn't feel threatening to you, does it?
It doesn't. At first, you know, because I try to review the cameras the next morning to see if anything happened during the night, because I get the little alerts, movement in the dining room, movement in the servants' room, whatever. And, when I first heard it, I'm just like, no way in hell is that saying Beck. And then I played it back and it's just extremely loud and clear to me. And so then I was consumed with sadness, as weird as it sounds, because it's not saying Becky like in a creepy kind of way. And it's calling me Beck. So
in
I know that is somebody.
Way.
Yeah, so I feel like it's connected to me because I'm just down there all the time through the week, down the week, on the weekends. And so I'm just like, oh my God, the house, somebody, there's a spirit, they're calling for Beck, which to me is a friendly Beck. Like, I don't think a demon's going to be going, Beck.
Right.
You know, so I was saddened because I felt like, they needed me, kind of, or missed me, maybe. So it was pretty crazy because it's just so damn clear. I'm like, okay, that might be the best EVP I've ever gotten, not using any sort of equipment. That is strictly a little security camera catching that.
And you were, and there's nobody even there.
Nope.
When that
I live
recorded.
In Lake Dallas, so I'm here a lot, and I go down to the house on the weekends.
Now, the house itself, I was looking at pictures of it, and actually, for being built in 1899, like, the floors looked beautiful. Like, it looks like it's been pretty well cared for.
It has. Most definitely, you know, the owner, prior owner, lived in the house, and so I think he took really good care of it. And, you know, being on the search for just the right place for me, to be a haunted house. And I've seen a lot of places that the ceilings all caved in. There's giant holes in the floor, walls. This just wasn't that way. He had really done a good job in preserving it. And now the house has been on fire at one point. I know that the whole top floor was caught on fire. And prior to the owner, this last owner, he told me, because I did speak to him in person, that it was struck by lightning. And so, you know, I don't know what all was burned up in the top floor. I do know, I think it's a little crazy that for the documentation up to 1930 that I can find, the house has had 36 owners.
Really?
That's three owners a year. Like, that's really not normal.
It makes you wonder, why are they all leaving?
Because doesn't it?
Nobody likes moving.
No, it's a pain in the butt.
And it was 36 owners from until when?
Until last year.
Wow. That is incredible.
It just seems weird. I'm just like, that just seems like an unusual amount of people. And the house is also has, which to me, again, is an unusual fact about it, 12 cemeteries surrounding the house that are less than 5 miles from the location, from the house. That's a damn lot of cemeteries.
That's a lot of cemeteries for a small town. You know, but there are, in a lot of those rural areas, you know, say the Bolton family lived out in the country, so they would have a little cemetery where they would bury their loved ones.
Absolutely.
You know, so in rural areas, it's not uncommon to have small cemeteries, but 12 of them is a lot.
Within a 5-mile radius?
Yeah.
Like, it'd be different if they were 10 or 15 miles outside of town, this sort of thing, but they're all not. And I think the house is just full of what I refer to as travelers, visitors, you know, just come into the house over 125 years. And literally across the street, this is the good creep factor I love, was an old, it was called the Cherokee Asylum. It started out as a 9-bedroom little apartment place to house the insane. And it is literally across the street.
And is the building still there?
It is. It
wow.
is. The building is now owned by the medical, I think it's called the medical center. But they have taken that over and made it an actual medical center, which I'm dying to get in there because I think that place has probably got all kinds of crazy things happening.
But well, and it has to be old if it was,
yeah,
you know, an asylum at one time.
Yes.
Because that term hasn't been used in a very long time.
No, I think it was 1880.
Wow.
Yeah. So it has all of this energy surrounding it. So I think if no one has ever opened the door for spirits to talk, to have a place to come, well, they do now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're all very active. They're like, oh, wait, you know, nobody's ever asked us what we did for a living, what year we died, or, you know, any of the things. So I think it's just so brand new to them and they're so open to it because we're open to it.
Did you find it harder to go into a place that you can't find much history on? Or because that's kind of a new experience, I would guess, for you as an investigator. You probably, a lot of these places have been investigated before, so maybe you've read about other people's investigations or know a little about the history of the house. This one is kind of unknown.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to lie, that's a little bit scary because I don't know, was there satanic stuff practiced in the house when it said abandoned? Because I do know that it said abandoned for a long time. You know, I don't know what the history of the house is. I'm just trying to figure it out as I go and, you know, like we were talking, you know, do research the best I can. But it is the unknown that is a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I definitely know the house has a spirit of a servant. We have videos of pots and pans clanging in the morning that's been caught more than once. Definitely a residual energy there. It sounds like somebody making breakfast around 5 a.m. The cranky man. I have a really good EVP, and I don't think that he likes what I've done with the kitchen at all, because it's very, very loud EVP, and he says, what the blank, what the F? And it's so weird, because I'm like, oh my God, what did he just say? Like, what the F? I think he hates the kitchen. Like, you know.
So, wow.
You know, I'm figuring out some spirits that I think are there. And, you know, it's just, it's a mystery right now, but I'll get there. I'll figure out their names. I'll figure out who they are. But man, I definitely know that there's definitely a little kid that likes to run around barefoot. Because you know how when children run on a barefoot floor, their feet kind of slap the floor? Definitely we have that. Several times in the kitchen. And I really think that might be what I perceive as a young boy of one of the servants in the house. And he's not allowed to go into the main part of the house because the servants were to never be seen by the guest, right? They all had to use outside entrances and all this. So I think he comes out at night and plays in the kitchen.
And have you been able to, with the other investigators that have come in, have they picked up on some of these same things?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Which is cool, because really cool. It just makes me know I'm not crazy. And you know, I'm trying to record all this evidence, so it's just not hearsay. It's not my opinion. Like, I can prove what I'm saying. And it's pretty cool when they catch the same kind of things.
It'll be interesting to keep track of all of these. You're going to need a spreadsheet. Because a journal's not going to help after a while with as many investigations as you have coming up.
Girl, you need to come down here because you're not that far.
No. And I could, my sister's in Texas. I could go down, see her, take a little trip over to see you.
Yeah.
But it would be really fun to, because the house itself, it does look like one. When you would drive past it, you would glance over and go, bet that one's haunted. It kind of has that vibe. Definitely has that vibe. But on the inside of it, it just looks, I just thought it was just so nice. It just had this really, when you look at the photos, it's very nice. Oh, but I did want to ask you about bringing in haunted items. Do you think any of those items that you've brought in might have kind of changed the dynamic in the house or given them something to kind of focus on or interact with maybe?
Absolutely. One of my girlfriends had a mirror that she had like in a storage for like 20 years. And she put it in the storage because she bought it, I think, from an antique store. And her husband, they started hearing kids running. And he's like, no, get that out. This was even before she even thought about paranormal, and they put it in their storage. And she brought it down to the house and she said, hey, I want to give this to you, but I do think it has an attachment of kids. And literally, we didn't have beds. We didn't have anything. She came down to help me clean. So we're laying in the floor. We had blow-up air mattresses. And we totally heard the kids giggle and laughing. And she was like, told ya the mirror.
Wow.
And I have two Amish dolls with no faces, you know, because the Amish doesn't believe in any sort of makeup or anything that can be considered vain. And wow, they are quite active in this house. The one thing that happened in the house that wasn't planned was one weekend, the very first weekend, that I took some of my haunted things that I wanted to display. I just put them in a little tiny room. I just set them there because I didn't know where I wanted to put them. And I am telling you, Carol, the activity that started happening in that room when all of those haunted things got together, none of them are bad, mostly children attached to toys, this sort of thing. There were sounds, there were giggling, and so I put REM pod lights, like a strand of REM pod lights, and I was able to, is that y'all? And the REM pod lights would light up by them, and then I would ask about, you know, I have a doll that came from Germany, was that you? And it would all correlate, and I recorded every bit of it. I did Facebook Live on it. So I'm not changing that. I've decided to leave them in this very small room altogether because they have never been all together. And I think in the house, with the house's energy and their energy, it works. Like, I just don't want to break it up. Like, I think they all get along and they're happy together.
That's so interesting, especially that you have that feeling about it. Because I think you would feel it if this is not working. It's like something is not right here. Because you pick up on that. I think you would have picked up on something else.
And it was just the opposite. It was like, I'm not going to separate all of these spirits. All of them are getting along and they're interacting with each other. And the house is just giving them the space to do so. No, this is right where they're going to stay.
You mentioned earlier about how you do ghost hunts. Is there a certain area that you like to take people on ghost hunts? Because I was reading about Goatman's Bridge and you wrote a book.
I did.
Which I kind of thought maybe we could do an episode on that. I think that would be really interesting.
Absolutely.
Do you take people there? Or do you have places that you frequently go to on these ghost hunts?
Yeah, I do a lot of different public events because I have a lot of people that I've met through the years at Goatman's Bridge that want to come do something else. The experience at Goatman's Bridge is quite the opposite of what is going on at the Bolton House.
Oh.
Goatman's Bridge is very dark, has a lot of satanic worship, a lot of very, very negative energies there. So it is night and day. So if that's the experience you're going for, definitely Goatman's Bridge is very different. You know, you have to be on your best guard down there. And every time we go, we see the remnants of satanic worship, which is a really true thing that's happening down there. The Goatman legend, of course. It's just completely different there. It's dark in the woods, and on a very haunted bridge. Lots of shows have been down there and done episodes on the bridge. But yeah, I do tours down there, and I'm extremely protective down there because people have been attacked physically, like scratches and different things like that. Even Ghost Adventures, they did an episode where one of their crew members, I believe, was getting attacked by a very negative spirit that we call Steve, that was a living, breathing human being, and he was the Grand Dragon of the KKK. And she quit the show over it. I mean, really? She had such an experience that she quit. So I do tours down there. And then I'm hoping to do a lot of new stuff here at the Bolton House. You know, we're going to do dinner in the dark in October, where we're just going to have dinner by candlelight, and we're going to ghost hunt and do fun stuff. But yeah, I do all kinds of things. Girl, if it's paranormal, sign me up.
Because I saw you have a website, BexGhostHunters.com, so you can check that out. Now, for information on the house, do you have it there on the website or just through Facebook, where I found you primarily?
Yes, I think I put a link on the Bex Ghost Hunter site. We are hoping to go live on Monday with the new web page for the Bolton House, so you'll be able to go on there and look at some different things. But other than that, Facebook right now, just the Facebook page, the 1899 Bolton Street House. I didn't want to call it the Bolton House out of respect to the Boltons, because unless I can document that they really live there, I don't feel right about calling it the Bolton House.
But it is on Bolton Street.
It's so definitely on Bolton Street. So, you know, out of the respect of the families, unless I can document, which in my heart of hearts, I do feel like it was one of the son's houses. But so that's why it's called the Bolton Street House.
And what will the website be? Because by the time this airs, you should have, I bet you have the website up and going.
Yeah. The website will be the 1899 Bolton Street House.com. You'll be able to book stays and investigations there. And I'll be posting, you know, some of the stuff that I hope to do there with the public. I'm getting a lot of messages. Are you going to do public events there? You know, different things. So I'm going to come up with some really fun stuff that they can investigate the house, and we'll do something together.
Have you got any feedback from the locals? Are they like, they're doing something crazy down at the Bolton Street house?
Well, with anything, most of the people have been supportive, but I have had a couple of people that not so supportive, that, you know, that house isn't haunted. Why are you saying it's haunted? You don't know that. Da 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 da.
It's like, oh yeah, thing. But I kind of do. Go to our Facebook page and listen to some of that.
To each their own, right? But that's going to come with anything.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I can tell you this. Jacksonville, Texas is one of the friendliest places I have ever been in my life. To go to the thrift stores and to go to the secondhand stores and look for antiques, because that is the one thing that I am doing, is all the pieces in the house are time period relevant. I mean, they are nothing is modern. Everything is from mid 1800s to early 1900s because I do want to do that because I think the house will like it, you know, feel it what it's used to knowing and feels comfortable with. Mm-hmm. So all of it is period related antiques. And the Jacksonville people have been amazing when I'm like, oh, you know, I bought the old Bolton house and I'm fixing it up and this sort of thing. But yeah, it's been a good experience.
Well, I can't wait to talk to you again soon about the Goatman's Bridge.
Well, let's talk about
it. Let's do that. That'll be really interesting because you literally wrote the book on it.
I did. And the book has a lot of facts that I was able to document and a lot of the experiences that's gone on down at the bridge. So, yeah, it's the dark side of Becky Vickers, I guess.
Because you have the sweetest voice and you just, it does not sound like we should be talking about the dark side of anything. Well, Becky, I can't wait to talk to you soon. And thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Carol, thank you so much. I enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
And that wraps up our conversation about the 1899 Bolton Street house with its owner and paranormal investigator, Becky Vickers. For more information, visit BecksGhostHunters.com or search for 1899 Bolton Street House on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, you'll get the archive and advance episodes without commercials, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or you could go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.